Lesson 10. I live and walk by faith, not by what I see. 2 Corinthians 5:7 in the NIV says it so simply. We live by faith, not by sight. God's word will change any circumstance for us. To get this across to the kids and to get this idea across to them, you need to start with describing that big word, circumstance. It's good to use some of these big words like circumstance. Explain to the kids in a example sort of way what you mean when you say circumstance. Give them an example of what is a circumstance. That's just something, a fact, a way of being. But what is fact? That's something that you see or in front of you. But what is truth? God's word is the truth. You may have a fact that your head hurts, but God's word says, by his stripes you are healed. And that is the truth. So if you believe what the truth says, it'll change the fact or the circumstance. So use some examples to help your kids understand the difference between what's fact and what the truth is. And when you believe the truth, it overrides the fact. If you look at and you believe what God says in his word instead of what you see, those things you see can change because they are temporary. And we, as believers, we live and walk by faith in him, not by sight, not by what we see. You know, I've put in here three examples from the Word of God of people believing God instead of what they see. You know, you can mention these three, but maybe try to focus in on one of them, one or two, whatever your time allows. But focus in and show the kids how they believed what God said instead of what they saw, and it changed the circumstances. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing." Ask the kids right then and there, which one of these are you? Are you someone who believes what you see, or are you someone who believes what the Word of God says? It's your choice. You know, in all of these lessons and all of these things when we talk about choice, really put it on your kids to make a choice. Demand a choice from them. Demand that they, I don't mean demand like be demanding, but I mean put it in their court where they have to choose either I'm not going to do this God's way or I am going to do things God's way. Of course, we're believing and we're praying for you that you help them to see that it's important to do things God's way and it's their choice. Jesus said to his disciples, have faith in God. You know, point out to the kids, Jesus wasn't just telling them what to do. He was offering them the faith of God. Have it. Here, go ahead. Have faith in God. You can have the God kind of faith. Of course, we know from Galatians that he's put faith and faithfulness in us from his Holy Spirit. So we have the ability to walk in the faith of God, the God kind of faith. Point out then to them from Hebrews, all of these people chose to believe what God said instead of circumstance. Go through a few of them. You know, Noah believed God and built a boat when there had never even been a rainstorm. He believed what God said. Abraham left his family, left everything that he knew to go out and go to a place that God said, I'll tell you where you're going as you get there. He didn't tell him ahead of time. He didn't draw him a map. He just said, you're on a need to know basis, buddy. And he let him, but Abraham walked by faith. All of those people in Hebrews 11 did something out of the ordinary, not based on what they saw, but based on their belief and faith in God. Faith is the confidence in what God says, even though we can't see it. But Hebrews 11:39 is talking about us. We can be a part of this group too. As our kids begin to understand these things and begin to understand the difference between walking controlled by what you see or walking controlled by what faith in God says, they're going to develop a faith in God that is unshakable, unmovable, and they'll begin to see miracles and they'll begin to see results in their lives just like the people in Hebrews 11 saw. When we have faith in God, we'll do what he says to do. and then we'll have the results that He wants us to have.